USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The Catholic Archbishop of Washington, D.C. remains under fire in the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. A man stood and shouted, "Shame on you," at Cardinal Donald Wuerl during Mass at a Washington church yesterday as Wuerl was asking for prayers and loyalty for Pope Francis. Recent critics of Wuerl say he had a mixed record of dealing with abusive priests when he was the Bishop of Pittsburgh and knew about alleged sexual misconduct by his predecessor as Washington Archbishop. A tropical storm watches out for parts of the Gulf Coast as a storm is brewing in the Caribbean. The tropical system could be officially a tropical storm by the end of the day. If so, it will be named Gordon. A tropical storm watch extends from western Florida through Alabama, Mississippi, and the eastern part of Louisiana. Remember, you can find us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Texas Bishop Edward Burns wants an audience with the Pope over the sex abuse scandal and the Catholic Church. The bishop sent a letter to Pope Francis asking for the meeting. It was signed by 2 bishops and several priests in Texas. Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke earlier this summer of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing 3 teenage boys who are now adults. Google is making it easier for military service members to find civilian jobs. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Google spokesman says finding work after the military can often be challenging and complex. But now all you have to do is search jobs for veterans with the Occupational Specialty Code. The improvements went live last week, linking similar skills from military roles to skills in the civilian workforce. And Google Maps has a new feature which shows a user if a business is owned by a veteran. The tech giant's also giving the USO a $2.5 million grant to create a certificate program to train transitioning service members in how to code. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.